Bob's already started this. He's developing a and publishing a document for para repeater policies. There is some up there. Basically, amateur radio guys, we know by rules and regulations how you should act on a repeater or on the air in general. So it's up there. But I think that's more geared towards the GMRS. GMRS and amateur is two different radio services. One doesn't work on the other. And Bob's gonna, I told him, we gotta make that perfectly clear. If you have a GMRS license, you do not get on amateur radio frequencies. So, and I told him we gotta stress that to people. Just because you belong to the club doesn't mean you're an amateur radio operator. And that, and it's like we were talking about, the ARRL is doing a grant and that, and Bob said he would write up anything if we wanted to go for it. I said, the only trouble, Bob, you don't mention the word GMRS, the ARRL. Sorry.
I thought about that. That's like, I'm glad you mentioned that.
They do not fight for GMRS users because it's, we're part 97, they're part 95. I told him, and he kind of like took offense to that. Well, why would they do that? Because that's not who they represent. I'm a card-carrying member of the ARRL. I don't want them fighting for GMRS frequency with my money. Because, you know, amateur is, this is an amateur radio club. I look at GMRS as a stepping stone, and it does work. We've known that. It gets people interested. But if they're not interested, that's fine too. But I just wanted to make sure everybody, my philosophy is we keep them separated as much as we can. You can have both licenses, and I'm willing to talk to you on either one. But we are an amateur radio club and always will be. That's where the priorities lie, at least when I'm sitting in this chair. If someone else wants it and make it a GMRS club, off. Good luck. So I just want to point out, this is an amateur radio club. You want to make a donation to the GMRS side, that's your business. That's you and Bob. Because the repeater cannot be under the Philsburg amateur radio.
The GMRS repeater.
Yeah, the GMRS repeater cannot be under the para. We can support it. You know what I mean? The individual wants to support that. But as far as I'm concerned, it's two separate things. And that's when I told Bob, if he wants to write something up, but don't put nothing in there, because I'm sure that grant will go to File 13 and RB. He'll never see it. So that's where we stand on that. And we already discussed it. Bob's going to do a interview for the Heritage Days and the GMRS and about the club too. There'll be a both in that article about the club. I think that's all I got. Does anybody have any questions on anything or opinions? Now's the time. Go.
I didn't understand what you just said about the debate between the, or whatever, the GMRS and the regular repeater. So is Bob putting up a GMRS
yes.
repeater, and he wants to do it separate from the auspices of the club?
No, see.
So he already has
it. He already has a GMRS repeater. It sits out at Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Him in the county. Basically, we're under the agreement. Like, Bob has his own little thing with the county.
Except
have it out
person,
there.
Or as
yes,
person.
Because
yes. Just as yes. a human being.
Yes,
okay.
GMRS is licensed to an individual.
Yeah, as is the repeater.
Yes, it's a license to Bob.
Okay.
It is not licensed to the Philsburg Amateur Radio Club. Okay.
Why is it like such a big deal?
Well, it's not. It's not really a big deal. It's just that GMRS is part 95. Of the radio.
Okay. Different regulations.
I think, Darren, the other, if I may interrupt. Bob has a GMRS license.
Mm-hmm.
And he can put up a repeater under his license. He doesn't have to do it separate. Or he can put up five repeaters
mm-hmm.
under that license. The problem that everybody's concerned about is that under the rules for GMRS, GMRS can be used by a business entity in the furtherance of its business.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
So,
okay.
As
different.
Darren and I and Bob and I think you have a GMRS, no?
Not yet, no.
And some other people do. We'll talk on that GMRS repeater. It's all just normal everyday chit chat. But if somebody starts running a business, then you do have an issue about, I think, about clubs using, because my advice to Darren and Bob was, when you write the rules up, just say, if, you know, Para is supporting this GMRS repeater, but there will, you know, it, you know, business uses are prohibited on this repeater.
Yeah.
And then if somebody starts using it for business, Para says, we're done, no more.
Yeah. Well, Bob has full control of the repeater.
Yeah.
It's his. He can go shut it off anytime. There's no guarantee it's going to be there because it's an individual that owns it.
Okay.
So
that's
why we got to kind of keep them separated in that way.
Okay.
And we just want to make sure we don't jeopardize anything. We're not breaking any rules.
Right.
As an amateur radio club with a GMRS under our, we just try to make sure we're separate.
That makes sense. I didn't realize the rules were so different, Part 95 and Part 97.
Yeah.
But that is the business. As soon as you said the business use, I get it.
Yeah, one time they weren't allowed to do business on GMRS, but now they kind of intertwined that over the years because they did a whole bunch of rule changes to GMRS.
Yeah.
But back in
I don't remember.
But they did change it. Now you're allowed because that's why, like Hall Baker and all these guys at Direct Traffic, they're using GMRS.
Gotcha.
Well, I had a business license back when I had the landscaping business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got that because it was for the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, I'd buy a GMRS license. Well, I do have a GMRS license. But if I had a landscaping business, I'd use a GMRS license for that.
I mean, if you
can. It's only $35 and
for
10 years.
Radios are only moderately expensive,
So, and it is getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's a good on-ramp. I'm trying to get my neighbors into ham radio, and I got them actually an FMRS. I just gave it as a gift, and now they're interested. They want to know about repeaters, and, you know, it's working. So.
Yeah, that's what I always said. It was like a stepping stone, because let's face it, a lot of people don't have a lot of extra money nowadays, and they want to do, you can get into it cheap, fairly cheap, under 100 and, let's say, $125, you can get into GMRS with your license,
your
radio.
For $35 bucks or something.
And if you like it, you might, because we've done this for, 4 or 5, 6 years now. You go up here, you sit during Heritage Days, people come over and they're interested. You tell them you got to take a test.
Right.
And you just see people's face go, what? To talk on a radio? Then you try to explain it to them a little bit, you know. It's not that hard. You study, you can pass the test. And a lot of people get discouraged, but if you get them hooked and say, wow, I might put the worth effort into it and go get an amateur radio license.
Right.
For example, sitting right here. That's exactly what it is. Now he's talking on satellites.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, he fell down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it works. And that's what I'm thinking, how this can be used to get more people into amateur.
How does that work for businesses? They say GMRS, I can have anyone in my family use it.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do whenever you have a business and you're going to have other people?
Any of your employees.
Please.
Any of the employees.
Yeah.
Is that under a separate type of license? Or
no.
The same
thing? No.
Like I said, they made a lot of crazy changes to GMRS over the last time they did the changes. So that's what kind of brought this whole business thing into it. And that I'm more worried about the profanity going over a repeater, because if you get these four-wheeler guys and the side-by-side guys, they're really getting into this.
We're afraid it's going to turn into another CB.
Yeah, exactly. And if that does, I hope Bob just goes up and throws a switch on them or changes the PL tone if they get a hold of it. I mean, because I hear kids every day on GMRS or FRS, and they can pick all this stuff up. I don't want that coming over, being associated with that coming over, quote, our repeater, you know. It just, there's no need for it. But I think we'll see what happens. All we can do is test the water. So hopefully that doesn't happen and we can keep people halfway decent.
Yeah.